Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School football show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Welcome back. Baker's Water Street Grill, a little less than an hour before kickoff. Giants-Panthers Thursday night football. This is a great place to catch the action over here. TVs all throughout the place, really one of the absolute best places around in Ocean County, and there'll be a crowd buzzing tonight. They tell me it's a Giants place, so I guess there'll be some Giant fans tonight. We're talking Monsignor Donovan football, though, now. We welcome in their head coach, Dan Duddy, and their outstanding senior lineman, Brad Henson. And, Dan, I'm going to start with you, and, knowing you were one of the all-time the glass is always half full guys, I'm wondering how that glass was half full after the opener against St. John Vianney, because had to be bitterly disappointing to you.
Yeah, the glass was broken, smashed to pieces on the floor. It was a real tough one. My biggest concern was, well, first of all, it came out of nowhere. I was shocked. We don't have any excuses, really. I mean, we did have a horrible week of practice. I must say, we spent about 50 minutes on the practice field that week because of the
bad weather, right?
Yeah, and the lightning was horrendous. And what we do when we run our triple option requires an awful lot of repetition outside, and we don't throw the football a lot. So what we needed to get done was keep their offense off the field, and we just couldn't do it with our offense. And we were laying the ball on the ground, and it destroyed my psyche for maybe a half a day or so afterwards. And I wanted to see how our kids were going to respond. We said to the kids after the game, I said, if I had money for T-shirts, I'd give you T-shirts today with today's date on it, because this is going to determine what kind of football team we're going to have based on our response to tonight. And, so far so good. We responded. So, we'll see. We'll see how meaningful that loss was.
40-0, you lose to St. John Vianney. Then you came back last week and beat Lakewood in your conference opener. So let me switch to the big guy over here, your outstanding lineman, Brad Henson. You're a senior. Obviously, you were bitterly disappointed after that season-opening loss. But now I assume you've got to take a little bit of a leadership role in week two and then try and get the guys ready for Lakewood, and you were able to do that.
Yeah, it was definitely tough after St. John Vianney. I mean, we didn't have a good week of practice, like Coach said, but after that, as seniors, we all kind of came together and said, we got to have a good week of practice. We got to get back to our basics and our fundamentals and have a good week, really.
Brad, you move from the center position to the guard position. More of a college move or a necessity on this year's team?
It's all necessity right now. I'm still, I go back and forth from center to guard depending on what we're doing. So, wherever the team needs me to play, that's where I'm playing.
Okay, you got Ryan Azzolini moved over to the center position, right?
Right, yes.
Going two ways, right?
Yes.
Okay, you got the big orange shirt on. We are VA.
That's right.
Stands for Virginia, verbally committed to Virginia. Tell us a little bit about that process.
I really enjoyed the process, but it was getting to a point where I knew UVA was where I wanted to go after meeting Coach London and talking to him. It seemed right. He reminds me a lot of Coach Duddy. So, comfortability with him was a big thing. And academically, it's too good of an opportunity to pass up. So it really had everything I was looking for. I hit it off with the players. They're really like a family there. So, I just felt very comfortable.
And let me, Ryan, I do want to ask you this, Brad, and that is, tell us when the process started. I mean, how did the recruiting begin for Brad Henson? Was it letters when you were a sophomore? How did it begin? And then what were the final choices for you? What were the schools before you made a decision?
Well, it all started with really the Shore's Best football camp is where I started going to, learning how to perform in front of college coaches and things like that. And after that, I think that's where Chris Melvin saw me, and basically he invited me to the big-time showcase. I went as a freshman offensive lineman. Coach Duddy made sure I was getting in front of the right people, and I went there and I competed. I weighed 230 pounds, and there's guys that weighed 300 pounds there, and I fought hard. And after that, Boston College started looking at me, and from one thing went to another. I went to a camp there. They offered me, and I went to Rutgers. They offered me, and I started sending my film out, and that's sort of how it all happened.
Final choices for you. You chose Virginia. What were the other schools that you were seriously considering?
I had a top seven, really. It was between Miami, North Carolina, Tennessee. Rutgers was in there, South Carolina. But ultimately, UVA was just the best fit for me.
Not bad choices, huh?
Nobody big, huh?
Dan, the same choices I had when I was coming out of school.
Dan, yeah, you know, throughout your outstanding player at Brick, of course, everybody knows that, and then a long storied career as a head coach, this kid here has got to be one of the special ones, and I'm not going to ask you to say who was the best ever, but sure. He's got to be in the top five.
Oh, he absolutely is, because he's the real deal with regards to being the whole package. Brad is a great academic kid. He's a leader in the hallways. He's a positive citizen in our school building. Our coaches, when they came into the building to meet Brad, were first of all impressed that he truly was the size that we said he was. What they liked most about him was his character. I mean, he's a looky-in-the-eye kid. He's got a great first impression, which is an everlasting impression. It remains to be that way. He's consistent in who he is. Right from the good, solid handshake to the sit-down look in the eye, he talks about family first. But what they also liked about Brad, too, is his physical strength, which comes from his work ethic. Brad is not a project, and more than one recruiter told me that, so it meant to me that it was true across the board. He is not a physical project in that he's 2 or 3 years down the road because he's got to get in the weight room. He comes into their programs being as strong as they need him to be, you know, to an extent, to a great extent. So that's a positive. Great family support coming from truly a great high school to get you academically ready with block scheduling and so forth. So he was a very, very recruitable young man in all the vital areas and all the, you know, the deep kind of like profound areas that recruiters don't feel they're at risk about, whether this kid's going to be a four-year kid, whether he's going to be a risky kid with regards to his social life. You know, he had all the, everything was checked off. You know, so he's a great human being, first and foremost. I told the recruiters all the time, you know, he's 6'5", 285. I knew you guys would probably give him a 320. But he's going to get smaller and smaller the more you see his character. The character's going to really outshine his size, and that's the kind of guy he is.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this year's team, Dan. You lost a real good one last year in D'Anton at quarterback. In your offense, the quarterback is so important. Tell us about some of the guys who have stepped in and that process of finding a new quarterback this year.
For the first year, we had and continue to have a battle at quarterback with two guys, Connor Hansen and Vincent Grasso. Vincent is a junior. Vincent played the whole Lakewood game last week. That's the first time we had a quarterback step up and play the whole football game, and he did a great job. Our quarterback has to be a point guard. He's got to be kind of a muscle twitch, quick thinker, the kind of guy you'd want to play point guard on a basketball team. And Vincent seems to, you know, fit that mold. He runs well. He makes great decisions. You know, he's clapping his hands all the time, getting guys in the huddle. The team responds to him. Connor is more of a scientific, methodical guy who does a great job. He's a different body type. He's a 6 foot plus, more of a lankier kid, and he does wonderful reads. With our offense, he's a great student of what we do. So it's great to see a battle, which isn't very common at Monsignor Donovan.
Is Connor on the field at the same time sometimes?
Yeah, Connor is on the field. He does a great job playing a cover corner for us, and okay. He's involved in all our special teams, and he's a wonderful leader.
All right, let me jump back to Brad for a second. Tomorrow night, you got a big one. You're at Barnegat tomorrow night. There were a lot of people who thought,
similar situation.
Yeah, they lost their opener disappointingly, bounced back one last week. But a lot of people, the consensus going into this year, maybe the top two teams in B-South were Barnegat and Monsignor Donovan. So this is that sort of first, pivotal. I don't want to say elimination, but it's a pivotal game. Are you guys ready for tomorrow night? And this is a pretty good Barnegat team you'll be playing.
Absolutely. I think we're more than ready. We've had a great week of practice. Our guys have really stepped up, and we're fired up for tomorrow night.
It's a tough place. Barnegat's an exciting
place
to play.
Yeah, great place, too. You know, they've done a tremendous job with their facilities down there.
Absolutely. It's electrifying, and that's what high school football is about. We look forward to going there tomorrow. We like the challenge.
Since a little bit of the theme tonight is offensive linemen, because they never get a shot, why don't you tell us about the other guys up front with you who do the dirty work?
Andy Oman's really stepped up. He's been starting since a sophomore, and he's really stepped up on the offensive line. He's helped us out. Ryan Azzolini, big guy. You know, he's always there helping us out as well. Mike DiMaria, Brett Hogenkamp, a junior, stepped up. And Tommy Farrell, you know, he can play center, he can play tackle, he plays linebacker for us. And, you know, it's probably the best group of alignment I've played with in a while at Monsignor Donovan. I don't want to say it's the best, but they're a good group of guys. I'm glad to be playing with them.
And offensive line is teamwork on its own. It's a separate thing. You guys have to work as a unit.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to work as a unit. And, you know, one guy messes up, it kind of puts a damper on things. But, you know, we're pretty good with each other.
I got one more for Brad, Ed, and then I'll let you jump over to Coach for a second. You live down in the southern part of the – are you a Long Beach Island kid?
Yes, sir.
What – I'm going to ask you an obvious question. They have a tremendous – we had Southern Regional on. Obviously, they're one of the premier programs. What led you to Monsignor Donovan and that long trip every day, pretty much a long trip for you?
The thing that led me to Monsignor Donovan is I did a year at Southern Middle School, and I just – I was in faith-based education my entire life, and I really felt like that was missing. And I wanted to check out Mondon and see what it was all about. And I went and looked at the school, and academically, really, and with the faith – based education really sold me on it. When I met Dan Doty, Coach Doty, I was sold. That's where I wanted to go.
He could sell wine to a Frenchman, can he? He's a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan.
Working on it.
I asked Chuck this question, in our segment right before he came on. How do we beat the Bengals tomorrow night?
We got to hold the ball. Okay. I watched them play last week, and they surely were not the football team that played the week before. They have an explosive offense and a great hard-nosed running back. Their offensive line gets under you. They run their feet. We got to keep them off the football field, as cliche as it sounds, but we'd really like to get our offense up and running as we believe it should and as it could tomorrow night with another week of practice under our belt. We have to hold the ball for many minutes tomorrow. That's our hope, and that's going to be tough against them. I mean, they do a lot of things on defense that can really be a challenge to our reads in our triple option. They stem a lot. They mess around a little bit pre-snap with their fronts. So we have to come alive. Brad's going to have to make calls up front loud and clear, have his eyes open, and be alert. And hopefully we've done enough practice to play against a real good football program.
Pretty good football player. And Pat Moran, you probably know him as just a number, but, he's the kid that does everything for that team.
Yeah, true. I believe that too, but I also think that they're underrated up front. I think they're great up front, both sides of the ball. And they play aggressive. They got a great student body behind them in the bleachers over there, and they got it going.
More often than not, the game is won up front. I'm sure it will be tomorrow night as well. Brad Henson, good luck the rest of this season and throughout your career at the University of Virginia. You represented your school and family very well tonight. Coach Duddy, always a pleasure, my friend. And remember, I knew you when you played basketball.
It wasn't pretty. Don't bring that up.
Dan Duddy, Brad Henson from Monsignor Donovan, thanks for coming on. Hopefully, Phil, we have Scott on the phone and ready to go. All right, so we'll say goodnight to these guys. Go finish your food if you haven't. And we're going to welcome in Scott Stumpf from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Joins us every week. Scott, we've talked a little Rams and Griffins tonight. Had them down here. As we get set for week three, what are the games that have really garnered your interest this weekend?
Well, I think the big one's going to be on Saturday. You got Long Branch heading to Neptune, two top 10 teams, both 2-0. Neptune, the longest current winning streak in the Shore, 12 games. Long Branch on a 7-game winning streak, old school rivalry, Big B North game, tons of great skill players on the field. I think it's going to be really exciting, and we're going to see, is Long Branch back? Are they ready to kind of reclaim their place among the upper echelon of the Shore? Or will Neptune hold their ground? And I mean, obviously, Long Branch is still probably going to be without Dwight Clark, their star tailback, who was injured in the preseason, but they clearly have a ton of other weapons. So I'm really looking forward to that game, definitely. And then I really like the 2A South matchups, the game you guys are going to do, Southern and Toms River North. And also, I think Jackson Memorial, Brick Memorial, a lot of time, there's usually a battle between those teams. I think that could be another game to look at for Friday night.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about our game tomorrow night. That's Toms River North at Southern. What Toms River North team is for real? The one that looked real good on opening night or the one that got handled by Lacey last week?
Well, I think the other thing is you look in hindsight, I mean, Howell may be in for a long season with an 0-2 start. So who knows? I don't know. But clearly Toms River North has showed you a lot offensively. I think, they did some nice things against Lacey, but they have a sophomore quarterback who's going to make mistakes, and some of those mistakes really cost them in that Lacey game. I think definitely losing Nick Silva, the starting center for the season, is especially tough in an offense that runs in a high tempo and out of the shotgun. So that's going to be a position to keep an eye on, to hopefully they can solidify that spot. But, you know, I think the thing is they're going to move the ball, and I thought they did a fairly nice job against Lacey's offense, but they've been susceptible to the big play. I mean, Lacey, they had a 99-yard kickoff return. They had a 62-yard touchdown pass, you know, a 95-yard interception return. So I think that's going to be a crucial thing, is you want to at least force Lacey to grind out drives and not get hit with the big play. You know, and Southern is a little, I don't know if they're quite as dynamic as Lacey. They're more of a blue-collar team that likes to establish the running game first and then try and go up top to Mike Gesicki down the field. And that's what, I think that's what makes Southern so tough to defend. In the old days, you know, a lot of times you could just load up the box against their running game and just go, you know, head-to-head with them up front. But Gesicki's so scary downfield if he gets one-on-one coverage that, you know, you can't totally sell out with the run game. So I'm interested to see how Toms at Renorth decides to play it, especially after last year, you know, T.J. Bellissimo ran for 6 touchdowns against them. So they clearly have to do a better job against Southern's running game.
Talking to Scott Stump from All Shore Media and, of course, our own ShoreSportsNetwork.com, where you can catch read Scott's material each and every day during the course of the high school football week. You know, one of the things we touched on a little bit earlier, and maybe you know a little more, and that is the status of Lakewood's outstanding athlete Tyrese Beverett, who missed last week's game, which what they said was dehydration. I communicated with Coach L.J. Clark earlier in the week. He was going to make a decision on Thursday whether Beverett would play tomorrow at Pinelands. Have you heard anything, Scott?
Yeah, it sounds like he basically confirmed that Tyrese will be back, that he's okay. So I would expect to see him in the lineup against Pinelands, which I'm sure Pinelands is real excited about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Beverett, obviously one of the most dynamic all-around players in the Shore Conference. But, yeah, I guess Coach Clark is just kind of erring on the side of caution last week against Monsignor Donovan. And, you know, it's a credit to Lakewood that they hung right in that game to the end and were winning without, you know, the engine that drives their offense and one of their best players as a safety on defense. So I think they should be able to get back in the groove this week against Pinelands.
Scott, real quick, we're week 3, and it's really not early because it's basically one-third of the season. What teams are in precarious positions this weekend where a loss really, really puts their aspirations for the season in jeopardy?
Well, there's a big one, I feel like, in Manasquan on Saturday. Manasquan 0-2 for the first time since 1988. Raritan 0-2 as well. You know, two proud programs that are usually in the hunt. And somebody's leaving 0-3. Raritan's never beaten Manasquan on their home field. So they're going to have to do something they've never done to keep their, you know, aspirations alive. And the last time Manasquan was 0-3 was probably like the 1830s or something. So, you know, it's like the apocalypse in that town if that happens. So I think that's a big do-or-die game between two desperate teams. And, you know, another decent team is Freehold Borough, who we saw take Matawan to overtime last week. You know, they play Wall, and if they don't get that win, they're 0-3, and they're probably kind of out of the picture too. So I think that's another key game as far as they're concerned. But the real one to me, though, is that Raritan-Manasquan game as far as two programs regularly in the mix, and one of them is going to probably be dropped into, you know, the road to the consolation game.
All right, we know we can read you at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. We can certainly read you at AllShoreMedia.com. Tell us when the next newspaper comes out.
It'll be in stores actually tomorrow, all the Wawa.
Okay.
We got a cover story, you know, Lacey's Bill Belford, RBC's Jesse Flaherty coming back their senior year after missing 2 years, a bunch of other football features, soccer features, and, you know, a million other things. So it's free, which is right, I'm sure, in everybody's price range.
Everyone's budget.
With this economy. But, yeah, it's available in all the Wawas. And in a lot of the Wawas, it's actually right when you walk through the first set of double doors in the little vestibule in the front before you go in the next set of double doors. So that's usually the place to find it. And, yeah, everybody can go at Monmouth and Ocean County, any of the Wawas, go pick it up for free.
Look for the All Shore Media Review. It comes out every couple of weeks, and they do a great job. Scott, thanks so much. Have a great football weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Scott Stump goes on his way. We take a quick break. We'll come back with Manalapan quarterback Mike Isabella. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
Whether it's a black tie wedding or a night out on the town with friends, let Lacey Limo be your designated driver for any event. Giants, Jets, and Eagles fans, tailgate in style at the Meadowlands or at the Link in Philly. Party before and after the biggest concert of the year. Enjoy a Broadway show and day of shopping in New York. Hit the jackpot in Atlantic City. And, of course, Lacey Limo will use more than 20 years' experience to help make your wedding day unforgettable. Lacey Limo's tuxedo-clad chauffeurs drive nothing but the best, latest model limousines and provide you with prompt door-to-door service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lacey Limo's stretch limousines and vans are always on time, always immaculate, always comfortable, and fully stocked with soft drinks, snacks, and glassware. To book your limo for a wedding, airport transportation, or any special occasion, log on to LaceyLimo.com. Lacey Limo, your designated driver for any event and the official limousine service of 105.7 The Hawk.
Hey sports fans, no matter what team you root for, Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River is the best place to catch all your sports action. Never miss a second with 21 HD TVs bringing you every game. Water Street is the perfect place for a pregame meal or postgame celebration. Located in downtown Toms River, just minutes from your next home or away game. They're proud to host 105.7 The Hawks High School Football Show every Thursday from 7 to 8:30. Come down and see it live. Baker's Water Street is located across from Huddy Park on Robbins Parkway in downtown Toms River. Visit them at bakerswaterstreet.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Fall is busy, so get ready with a new set of Bridgestone tires and a little something in return. Now when you buy four select Bridgestone tires at the newly remodeled Bayville Auto Care, you could receive a $70 American Express Rewards card or Wii System by mail. Offer valid through September 30th. See dealer for details. For all your auto needs, from tires and tune-ups to major repairs, visit the pros at Bayville Auto Care on Route 9, 732-269-9893, and at Bayville Auto.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Giant fans gathering here, getting ready for tonight's big game with Carolina. Catch it here at the Water Street Grill. Great place for all the football action. We're talking high school football. We're a little behind schedule, but we're delighted to welcome in the outstanding senior quarterback from Manalapan High School. Mike Isabella has helped his Braves get off to a 2-0 start and is good enough to give us a couple of minutes tonight. Mike, good evening. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good. Coming off a outstanding year last year, your first year as a starter. Tell me about your summer preparation and your goals for this, your senior season with the Braves.
You know, I've been working hard all off season. I've been training hard, my receivers, getting our timing down. As a team, our goals for this season is to get better day by day, week by week. And eventually, we're going to get to the state championship game, and we're going to win this year. And just get better week by week, every game.
Okay, Mike, take me into a Manalapan Brave huddle on offense on a 3rd and 15, and you're looking at two kids in Saeed and Anthony, Fersker and Blacknell. What goes through your mind?
You know, we have a lot of confidence in each other. They run outstanding routes. I do my best to get the ball on accurate and on point. We just make plays. We have our chemistry down. We're doing great. You know, we just have a lot of confidence in each other.
Yeah, it's nice to have two outstanding wideouts like those two, right?
Yeah. They're great athletes. They run great routes. You know, we do really good together.
Well, you open the season with impressive wins over Jackson, a team that's kind of really had your number. You took care of them 30-12, and then blanked Freehold Township 33-0. And now it's back-to-back games. You're in Middletown a couple weeks. You should probably take a hotel and stay there. Middletown North this Friday night, Middletown South next Friday night. I'm sure you expect these two ball games to be indeed tough ones for you.
Yeah, we know they're two big games. We're going to have a great week of practice. We had a great week of practice this week. We're ready for tomorrow. So we're not taking anybody lightly. We're going to go out there and play great and just practice hard.
Mike, obviously most of our listeners realized last year you won your division. You got to the finals up at Rutgers. Didn't come out the way you wanted it to. But the goal this year, it's got to be to win the whole thing, right?
Yes. That game last year, our whole team, we're using that as motivation. You know, we know we made it there last year. Unfortunately, it didn't end up the way we wanted it to. And we have no doubt in our minds. We're all confident in each other. And we're confident as a team that we're going to make it back this year. It's going to end the way we want it to. We got to take 1 week at a time right now.
Talking to Manalapan High School quarterback Mike Isabella. His Braves off to a 2-0 start. And the two-time defending and A-North champions looking to make it 3-0. Mike, let me ask you something. I don't know if I've done this too often with players, but since he's not here, tell us a little bit about Coach Guerrieri. What kind of coach is he? Is he as intense as at times he seems? Do you like playing for him? I mean, you'd probably tell me yes, even if you didn't, but tell us a little bit about Coach.
Coach Guerrieri is a great guy. I mean, I love playing for him. He knows what he's talking about. He's a tremendous coach. He's a tough guy. He brings out the best in everybody. He wants us to play to the best of our ability. He's just an outstanding head coach.
Mike, we just had in the down here at Water Street Grill, Brad Henson, one of the top linemen in the Shore. But you guys got a pretty good one, too, in John Apice. Tell us a little bit about Big John.
John, he's a big kid. He trains hard. He works hard. He's a great leader. He does his job. He's a great lineman, offense and defense, and he's unstoppable.
And, of course, a lot about this team this year from an offensive standpoint. Ed talked about your two great receivers. Is sort of the focus has gone from this great power running game you've had to obviously a more wide-open offense. Is that something that excites you as a quarterback? You threw for about 1,000 yards last year. I would expect if you stay healthy, those numbers are going to go up way up this fall.
Yes, it's exciting. You have a great passing game this year, but you can't forget we still run a pro offense. We run power eye, and we can't be successful throwing the ball without having a established running game during games. After we get the run established, we have the big plays up top. They open up. We're not a spread team. We just can't come out and start bombing it. We have to establish the run, and that opens up bigger plays.
And Tyler Leonetti is that running back that replaces the big back last year. Tell us a little bit about Tyler.
Tyler, I mean, he's not as big as John was, but he runs hard. He's a fast kid. He trains hard. He runs hard. He's a great running back.
Well, it's been a good start for you. I know you guys have such great aspirations, and I guess, especially you being a senior, you kind of feel like anything less than getting a state sectional championship this year will probably be a bit disappointing.
Yeah, we have our bar raised pretty high this year. We're shooting to win everything. We expect that out of our team. We have confidence in each other that we can do it. We're going to work hard every week, and eventually we're going to be at the state championship game again. We're going to be ready this time, and we're going to get it.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes tonight. I know you got a big game tomorrow night out at Middletown North. We'll wish you and your teammates the very best tomorrow night and the rest of the season. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, Mike Isabella, senior quarterback, Manalapan High School, really one of the top players in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he's got so many weapons up there. What a program, Tom Gallo and then Ed Guerrieri have developed in the last few years. Manalapan, used to be, we got Manalapan on the schedule. Now it's starred.
They have done a great job, Ed. I agree. And I'll tell you what, you look at their schedule. You know, Middletown North tomorrow night. Middletown South obviously will be a huge one in week four. After that, East Brunswick, Colts Neck, Toms River North, Howell, and Marlboro. Boy, this could be a very, very special year if this team stays healthy and stays together. We're going to take a quick break at the top of the hour, and then we come back. We'll have Monmouth University coach Kevin Callahan on for his normal spotlight. You are listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.